Okay, today's daf is daf Mem Hei in Maseches Nazir. We are on we'll start with Mem Dalet Amud Beis because the end of the Amud is right in the middle of a discussion. So let's go back to Mem Dalet Amud Beis, Amar Abaya. Amar Abaya, daf Mem Dalet Amud Beis, about halfway on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Amar Abaya. We're going to need just a word of Hakdama for the question on the next line. So let's just say that word of Hakdama now before we start. And that is, if you remember, Rashi quotes in a number of places Allah Torah that the machane in the Midbar was split up into three camps. The most outer camp was Machane Yisrael, and as you get closer in, there was Machane Levia, and the most holy inner camp was Machane Shechina. Those were the three camps. Parallel to those three, we have in the Beis HaMikdash. I made a photocopy. Again, it's anybody. We're not going to put it on the web. It's a picture. It's at the end in the Kahati Mishnayos or in the end of the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos by Maseches Midos or Maseches Tamid. It's just a picture of the Beis HaMikdash, just to know where what the Beis HaMikdash, the basic picture of the Beis HaMikdash was. The Beis HaMikdash had these three camps paralleled in it. The entire Yerushalayim up until Har HaBayis was parallel to Machane Yisrael. Har HaBayis up until Shar Nicanor. Shar Nicanor, remember the story of Nicanor who sent the gates from Maseches Yuma, he sent the gates and on the boat, and one of them was too heavy, so he had to throw them off, and it ended up being, he had to throw one of them off, and ended up getting caught into the net. So the Nicanor gates separated the Azara, the Ezras Nashim, from the Azara where the Mizbeach was. If you look on your picture, it's in letter Yudches. That's Shar Nicanor. Shar Nicanor was a important separation point between the Ezras Nashim, which was the big area where they had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and other activities, with the four big rooms in the corners. And Shar Nicanor separated that between the Azara, which had the Mizbeach and had the Kiyar, and ultimately from that Azara, you went up the steps and into the Heichal where the special Kalim were. So that, up until Shar Nicanor, is parallel to the Machane Levia. Inside Shar Nicanor, the Azara, that was parallel to Machane Shechina. So just keep that in mind for as we go along. Again, Machane Yisrael, Machane Levia, Machane Shechina, getting holier. All of Yerushalayim up until Har HaBayis up until Shar Nicanor is number two, is Machane Levia, and inside Shar Nicanor in the Azara was Machane Shechina. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Amar HaBayis, now let's go to the Gemara, Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Amar HaBayis, Ashkachtinu L'Chavrei D'Rav Nasan Bar Oshia. Abaya found the friends of Rav Nasan Bar Oshia. The Yasun V'Kamran, they recited, they were saying this following braisa. Ubalofnei Hashem al Pesach al Moed. The context of the pasuk is about a Zav. A Zav, we know the end of Parshas Bitzorah talks all about different people that become Tameh. A Zav is a man who had some type of emission that makes him Tameh. Different details, how many times. But a Zav has to wait 7 days. And he's Tameh, and he has to count Shiva Nikiyim, and only after he counts Shiva Nikiyim, he then goes to the mikvah, and the next morning he brings Karbanis on the eighth day. So says the bias, he found the friends of Reb Nasan Bar Oshia learning about his Zav. The Zav comes in front of the Pesach Al Moed and gives his Karbanos on the eighth day to the Kohen. So that's the Pasuk. So the Brisa continues, Amasai Huba, when can his Zav come? When does the Zav come to the Beis HaMikdash and bring his Karbanos to the Kohen? Bizman Shehu Taval V'asa Harev Shemesh In. Only if he had gone to the mikvah and he had Shkia, he had Harev Shemesh, the sun set after he went to the mikvah, the following day he can bring his Karbanos to the Kohen. In, that's when he can bring his Karbanos to the Kohen. Lo Taval V'asa Harev Shemesh. Let's say the Zav did not go to the mikvah and have shkia, then lo, that he cannot. Meaning, let's say he didn't go to the mikvah until day 8, then he cannot bring his karbanos on day 8. He has to first have his karbanos, first he has to go to the mikvah and have Harei Shemesh, have a sunset, and only the following day bring his karbanos. So that is the Braisa. Okay, so far those are the words of the Braisa. A pasuk that the Zav goes to the Beis HaMikdash, and the fact that he can only go to the Beis HaMikdash the day after he goes to the mikvah and has a shkia. So now the friends of Rav Nasan Bar Oshia, who Abaya has met, the friends try to figure out what's the reason for this. What's the reason for this drasha that a Zav could only go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring his karbanos on the day after he goes to the mikvah and has shkia? So Alma Kasavar, so the friends of Rav Oshia say, what do you see this brisa holds? Tful yom shel zav kizav dami. It must be that the tful yom of a zav is just like a zav. What's a tful yom? A tful yom means somebody who had to wait a certain amount of time to become tahar, and now the time is finished, and then they're just waiting for sunset. They went to the mikvah, and they're waiting for sunset. So tful, you can have a tful yom of a zav, you can have a tful yom of a zava, you can have a tful yom of anybody who has to wait the 7 days, who had to go to the mikvah, and now is waiting for sunset. So what about a tful yom of a zav? Meaning, the seventh day of a zav, he goes to the mikvah, and now he's waiting for sunset. Is he, now he's like in a limbo state. He doesn't have to do anything else. He's just waiting for sunset. Is he considered tahar yet, but he's just waiting for something? Or is he still tamei? So says the friends of Rav Nasan Bar Oshia, hey, look at this brisa. The brisa says that a zav, even after he goes to the mikvah on the middle of the seventh day afternoon, he cannot bring his karbanas to the kohen until the next day. Why not? Why isn't he tar today? It must be the tful yom of a zav is still like a zav regarding to a bentara. And there are other nafkaminas. Let's say it's Erev Pesach. It's Erev Pesach, the tful yom of a zav. So if you say tful yom shozav is like a zav, then we don't bring a carbon Pesach for them. Even though they're going to be able to eat it that night. They can eat the carbon that night. It doesn't matter. Tful yom of a zav, it sounds like from this brisa, is like a zav. And therefore, they would have to wait till Pesach Sheni. You wouldn't be shochet nezarkin for a zav. So that's what the friends of Rav Moshe said. Tful yom of a zav is like a zav, because you see, they cannot come in to the Beis HaMikdash. One other ha'ara, which I forgot to mention, and that is, we mentioned the three different machanos. We have machaneh, we're going to need this for the next line, and for this line, it'll help us understand. The outside machaneh, leading the entire city of Yerushalayim, is parallel to the machaneh Yisrael. Harabayis, up until Shar Niknor, is parallel to machaneh Leviyah. And inside is machaneh Shechina. Just one detail. Who's allowed to go into which area of the Beis HaMikdash? So, again, you have to look at the Mishnayos in the first parak in Kalim for this, but Machaneh Yisrael, meaning all of Yerushalayim, who sent out a Machaneh Yisrael? A Mitzorah. A Mitzorah is sent out of all three Machnas. Who sent out of the inner two Machnos? Somebody that's called a Mechusar Kippurim. A Mechusar Kippurim, which is Zav Zava, Yoledes, and Nida, those are Mechusar Kippurim, those are people who have Tameh, we'll see later on, Tumash Yotze Migufo, somebody who becomes Tameh based on something that comes out of their body, and they have to wait a certain amount of time, and they have to bring a carbon the next day. That's a Mechusar Kippurim, they're lacking a Kapara. So a Mechusar Kippurim, they have to be sent out of the two Machanas, even out of Machane Leviyah. Tameh Meis is sent out of the inner Machane. Somebody who's Tameh Meis cannot go into Machaneh Shechina. Even a Yisrael could go into Machaneh Shechina sometimes, a little bit. The first 11 Amos. Once you go inside Shaar Niknor, a Yisrael can't go to the Bizbeach the whole way. A Yisrael can't go to the Kiyar to wash his hands. But he's allowed to go in to the first 11 Amos. If you look inside Shaar Niknor in the Azara, the first 11 Amos, right after Shaar Niknor, before the Bizbeach, that's called Ezras Yisrael, that first 11 Amos, and Yisrael could sometimes go in there. So even Yisrael could go in there as long as he's not Tamei Meis. So again, that is a halacha. The one that's important for us is the middle one, that a Mechusar Kippurim cannot go into Machaneh Leviyah, go in up until Shaar Niknor. So says the friends of Rabbi Nasa Baroshia, it must be that's what's going on in this brisa here. The brisa says he can't bring his karbanos. A tful yom of his zav cannot bring his karbanos into the Beis HaMikdash. It must be because a tful yom of his zav is just like a zav. He's just as tamei, and therefore that's the reason for the brisa. So Abai is going to argue on that reason. Abai is going to ask a kasha based on Hilchos Naziris, and therefore he's going to have a different reason for the brisa. He can't argue on the brisa, but he's going to say no. The friends of Rav Nasan got that brisa wrong. The brisa, the reason. So now we go. The Amina Luhun Ana. So I said to them, says Abaya, four lines from the bottom. Elameata, 1 minute. Gabi Nazar Tamei Nami. Dechseh by a Nazar Tamei. And what's wrong with the Nazar Tameh? He's not a Mechusar Kippurim. Right? He's not a Mechusar Kippurim. He doesn't have Tuma that comes out of him. He became Tamei Meis. So Nazar Tameh, you have a similar pasuk, Dichsiv, Yavishti Sorim, El HaKohen El Pesach Chol HaMoed. He brings his karbanos to the Pesach Chol HaMoed. Emasai Huba. Says Abaya, let's make a parallel type of drasha, like the brisa made by Zav. When does he come? When does the Nazir Tami come to bring his karbanos? Bizman Shel Tava Va'asa Haref Shemesh. Only after he went to the mikvah, he had a sunset, the next day he could bring it. So Abaya says, you're going to tell me we should make a similar drasha by Nazir? That just like a Zav can only bring his karbanos the day after he goes to the mikvah and has a sunset, so too Nazir should only bring his karbanos the day after, but that's not true. That's not true. Another Tameh doesn't have to wait. Why? Because another Tameh is a Tameh Mace. We just said a Tameh Mace is allowed to go all the way up to Shar Niknar. A Tameh Mace is allowed to go into Machaneh Leviya. Says the Gemara, Michli Shari Niknar, the gates of Niknar, Hecha Kayamin, where were they Bishari Leviya? They're at the gates separating it. In the picture that I gave you, it's letter Yurches. That's Shar Niknar. Again, if you don't have the picture, it's in the Kahati Mishnayis or in the Yachanu Boaz, the big old fashioned Mishnayis. Not old fashioned; it's only old fashioned in printing. Should be used Bizman Hazeh too. But it's in the back by Mishnayis, Tamid and Midos. The same picture. So the gate that separates Ezra's Nashim from the Azara, that Os Yudches in the picture that I photostated, is Shar Niknar. So that's where Shar Niknar is. Nazir Tami's allowed to go there. Vahatanya, the Brisa says, Tamei Meis Mutar Lukadis B'Machna Leviya. A Tamei Meis is allowed to go into Machna Leviya. He's not allowed to go all the way to Shar Niknar. V'lo Tamei Meis Bovad, and not only a Tamei Meis, Elafilo Meis Asma, even if a corpse itself. A corpse itself is allowed to go all the way there. Shne Amar, we learned it out from Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikach Moshe Tatsmos Yosef Imo. Moshe took Yosef's bones with him. My Imo, Imo B'Mechitza So. What does that mean? Moshe had them with him. Close with him. Right, we learned after the beginning of Bishalach, right? Everybody else was Osek in the Bizas Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was busy with Atzmas Yosef. Imo Machna Leviya. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's in the Levi. He was in Machna Leviya. So there, and he said, Imo, when we darshan, they were with him in Machna Leviya. So you see, even a mace itself. So Abaya says, if you want to have the same type of drasha by Zav and Nazir, because it's the same type of pasuk, it doesn't work. So you, because the Nazir is allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. So you have to give a different interpretation of that Brisa. The Brisa that says that a Tful Yom is only allowed to bring his Karbanos the day after Shkia, the day after he has a Tefillah and a Shkia, that can't be because the Tful Yom of the Zav has the status of a Zav and his Tameh. There must be a specific reason by Ziva. So that's what the Gemara answers. Ella, what's the answer? Tful Yom Shel Zav. We're going to go with Tosis's Girsa. Add in a word. Lav Kezav Dami. The Tful Yom of a Zav is really not like a Zav. Meaning, let's say a Zav has his day 7 on Erev Pesach. And he goes to the mikvah on Erev Pesach. And he's going to become Tzara tonight. You know what? We are Shochet V'Zorek. Can be included in Karan Pesach. He doesn't have to wait till Pesach Sheni. He's not like a Zav. He's not Tamei. He's like Tahar with a problem. He's Tahar with an Ikuv. Right? He's in limbo. A Tful Yom, the whole Masechta Tful Yom is all about Tful Yom. So it's a fascinating halachic area to look at because it's like a limbo status. He's on his way to becoming Tahar. He has to wait for something that's not in his control, for sunset. So is he Tahar, is he Tamei? So that's a Machlokas. So here says the Gemara, really, Lav Kizav Dami. V'yafilu Hachi, but you know why he can't go into the Beis HaMikdash? Not because Tful Yom Kizav is Lav Kizav. But there's a specific din. Kiva de Bechusar Kapara Lo Ayil. As we mentioned, somebody who has not brought his karbanos yet, he's Bechusar Kapara, those people have to be left out of Machane Leviya. They can't go in yet. Zav Zava Yoledes Mitzora. Zav Zava Yoledes and Nida. Those are the Mechusar Kippurim. So you didn't bring your karban yet, but not because of its full Yom issue. So therefore, don't have the same drasha by Nazir, because a Nazir is not a Mechusar Kippurim. So even though the same type of pasuk exists, you're not going to have the same type of drasha by Nazir, because a Nazir is not a Mechusar Kippurim. The Gemara just asks a side point, just to finish up. If the whole discussion here is whether he's allowed to go up to Machane Leviya, up to Shar Niknar, why is it called the Ohel Moed? The Ohel Moed is usually the term that describes the Heichal, which is huge. That's where the menorah, the Mizbeach HaZahav, and the Shulchan were, the innermost chamber. So why does the Pasuk say that when is he allowed to go up to Pesach Ohel Moed? Ohel Moed. Talking about the Azara here, not the Ohel Moed. So why does the Torah use that lashon? So the Gemara says just to compare the two. Lameimra mahasa mechuzik kippurim lo ayel abavaka leviya nami mechuzik kippur lo ayel. It's not going to teach you the makar that a mechuzik kippurim can't go there. Just like obviously a mechuzik kippurim can't go into the heichal, so too even we know this pasuk is referring to the Azara, but it calls it Heichal to teach me that just like he can't go to the Heichal, up to the Heichal, he can't even go up to the Shar Nikner, which is the beginning of Machane Shechina and the border between that and Machane Leviya. The Gemara just says, what's the makar with that? Because a kid even go up to the Heichal. Titania, because the Brisa says, Tameyye, Lerabos Tful Yom. That's to include a Tful Yom. O Tabasabo, Lerabos Bechosi Kippurim. So that's the makar that a Bechosi Kippurim can't go there. But Lamaisa, why do we bring this here? We discussed whether it's Machlokes, you saw in Mitzakas Krisus, whether Tful Yom of a Zav is like a Zav or not. So we wanted to prove one way. We say it doesn't have to be that way because a Nazir and a Bechosi Kippurim have different halachas. Yeah. By a mitzvah, said that of all the machanas.
Right, when
you come into our six's toes. Right, six's toes, up like Shari Nikos.
But you can't be in the machanas anyway.
Up until that point. There's a special din at the end of his being a mitzvah. Yeah, because then he has to bring his karbanas. The Gemara talks about that, right? He has to bring his karbanas. But a mitzvah, that's the discussion to be a mitzvah, shema be or not, because he has to stick his thumbs in, he has to stick.
But the spotty standing is also not
allowed. Right, the spotty standing is usually not allowed to be in. Usually not allowed to be here because that's Machane Leviya, but now with the bringing his karbanos, then we have an allowance.
Yeah, but the only thing that changed between day 7 and day 8 is Harif Shemesh.
The only thing that changed by Mitzorah.
Yeah.
By Mitzorah is Harif Shemesh, right? So you have to.
So there is some.
So now he's.
Because day 8 is just his Tomor or Tomor.
But Mitzorah is not too much Yotzel of Migufo. But he's Mechusik Kippurim. Right, it's still Mechusik Kippurim, but today's the day maybe he's Roy Lavi Karbanos, Karbanosa.
But
the fact that he's Roy Lavi Karbanosa, that could change. That could change it. I mean, and just to summarize what we just did, just look as a nice Tosas formulates it. On Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskil V'I, the last six lines, Tosas just explains what our Gemara just did. Hare, right after the brackets. Hare, Chozer Abaya Umishani Divrei Chaverav. Right, so Abaye is basically explaining giving a substitute explanation for what the chaverim of Rav Nasan did. The Rav Nasan mimasha hayomrim misvaras libam. What they said out of their own svara, right? They quoted a brayse and said their own svara that is based on Tful Yom Kizav is Kizav Dami. And Abaye says no, that is not the pshat. The reason is because it's Mechusik Kippurim. Last three lines: Shere la Mechusik Kippurim hu. A nazir is not a Mechusik Kippurim. To lo migri Mechusik Kippurim ela lo misha tuma yotze migufo. Only somebody who has tumah going out of their body. Okay. Mishnah. Let's go to the next Mishnah. Masisan. Teglachas Atara Ketsan. So the last Mishnah we had yesterday was Teglachas Tumah Ketsan. What's the process, the talich of Teglachas Tumah? So now we have, what's the process of Teglachas Tara? Once we're talking about the end of Naziris, just to mention one thought of the Meshach Chachma. The end of Naziris, the Pasuk says, in Vav Yud Gimel, in Mabinbar, Vizos Taras HaNazir, this is what a Nazir does at the end of his Naziris, B'yom Malos Yimei Nizro, on the day that he finishes his Naziris, Yavi Oso Al Pesach Al Moed. He brings him to the Pesach Al Moed, and then he brings his Karbanos. What do you mean, Yavi Oso? He brings him. Who brings who? Who brings who? So Rashi says, Yavi Es Atzmo. Yavi Es Oso means he brings himself. There were three esim in the Torah. There were Bishmol Darshins as done to himself. They tell themselves about the sin of the that they just committed. He buried him in the guy, by Moshe Rabbeinu. He buried himself. Nobody else buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Hu kavar es atzmo. So to hear, Yavi Oso means he brings himself. That's the Meshach Chachma. So why dafka here does the Torah use a lashon of, right, by each one you could ask. But yes, and here, right, but the Meshach Chachma says, so why does he use the lashon of, he brings himself, dafka by Nazir. So says the Meshach Chachma. First he says a different point also. He says, we learn out that Naziris is Shloshim Yom. We learn that from two different sources. It doesn't say in the Torah how long Naziris is. You know why? Because everybody each person will have a different requirement and need for how long they have to be a Nazir. You know, a Nazir is a process of trying to get back to the middle ground, trying to be balanced. Therefore, different people are going to need different amounts of times. V'al zeh ein zman, rakol echad yishayer benafsho, im zman zeh yaspik ligdar kochaz yitzro. Oz dai b'shloshim obameya, hakol lefi mashu adam. It depends on each person. How does a person know at the end of his Naziris that he's accomplished what he wanted to do? And he's finished his task. How do I know that if I have perfected myself? If I am able to be so objective that I look at myself as somebody else. Right? The more if I'm biased about myself, we have the best excuses about ourselves. Best excuses about not coming, not doing this, and not doing that. Everybody else, we can be Dalal Kavchov ourselves. We're very good at being Dalal Kavchov ourselves. Very good about it. Bad, I have all the excuses in the book. So says the, we spoke about it by Shlal Shuras yesterday. We have to work on Dalal Kavchov everybody else. We have to work on Dalal Kavchov ourselves. So says the Meshul Chachma. So when do I know that I've perfected myself? When I can look at myself just as I look at somebody else. That's why at the end of Nazirus it says Yavi Oso, as if he brings an, as if he's a different person, as if he's bringing somebody else. But Diber Baloshishu maybe Atzmo can maybe Ish Acher Ubashkafashu Roa Malazulaso Vishakul Bamosne said that Kenyashke Valanyani Atzmo. That's why Daphne uses that term by the end of the Nazirus to signify that idea that he brings himself. Okay, so the Mishnah says Tiklachas Atara Ketzad. What's the process of Tiklachas Tara? Hayamevi Gimel Behemos Chadas Olav Shlamim. We know Tiklachas Tara is Chadas Olav Shlamim. Tiklachas Tuma we mentioned yesterday is Chadas Olav and Asham. Asham and Shlamim switch. Tiklachas Tara is Chadas Olav and Shlamim. Again, why does he bring carbon Chadas? Why does he bring carbon chatas? Chatas is always associated with the Maisa Aveira, except by Yoledes, where the Gemara explains what the chatas was. So why a chatas? By Nazirus, that's not 100% clear. We've mentioned the Ramban in the past, but the Ramban says in Parshas Naso, it's because he is no longer remaining a Nazir. Nazir is a great thing, says the Ramban. He is no longer remaining a Nazir, so therefore he has to bring a carbon. Kihu ata'as nazir mikdushaso, avodas Hashem, he's a wonderful nazir. V'roi hayalosha yazir la'olam, he should stay a nazir, it's amazing. V'yamod kol yomav nazir v'kodesh le'elokav, he should remain a nazir forever. V'hine hu tzarech kapara b'shuvo lehitame b'tavas ha'olam. He has a kapara because now he's going back to be involved more in the world. What's the chiddush of that, Ramban? Number one, the Rambam and others say, no, just the opposite, that a nazir is a bad thing, and therefore that's why you bring the chatos, because what you did. But what even in the Ramban himself, says Rabbeinu Bachai says, since when do you ever bring a carbon for something in the future? Since when do you ever bring a carbon for something that didn't happen yet? Because if something you're about to do, you have to bring a carbon. That's amazing. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, lo nisgala. We don't know the reason for this carbon chatas. Ki lo matzinu b'chala tora kula carbon ki ima alavon shekadam l'shavar. V'zeh shekadam v'zacha l'asos mitzvah. Here this person did something great. V'ya kol yimei niziruso kadosh u'parush mitayvas ha'olam. Zeh t'chayvenu tora l'havi carbon v'zeh inyin nifla ha'machudish. It's a tremendous chiddush. Then he says, v'ramban nasan botam al derech ha'pshat. He gives the Ramban's pshat, and he says, "Im kalatam azeh lo yotza karbono shal nazir min achidish." With the Ramban, it's still a huge chiddush. Ki heichan matzino karbon al asid. He says, "I never find this." He says Ramban, "I have to throw out my hands here." Aval tam a karbon va achidish enenu mizbaer. The only explanation could be ki im al derech haKabbalah. He says, "It's got to be Kabbalah v'iskarti." And let me say a little bit of it. He doesn't really explain it, but the Rabbeinu Bachai is very much influenced with Kabbalah. He says that when somebody is involved in Nazirus, he is being davak be'olamos ha'elyonim, and now, right now, he's decided even to go away, he's nira kimisrachik v'rotze l'salik atzmo chas v'shalom me'osa ma'ilu shekar davak be, and therefore he had to be a carbon, not for a kapara, because he didn't do anything wrong yet. It's a kapara. You don't find the word kapara or slicha in the Torah here. Acha kavana b'karbano, to bring close the kochos where he was and where he will be. Those who are well versed in this could feel free to look at this Rabbeinu Bachai in Bamidbar Perek Vav Pasuk Yud Gimel. But anyway, so that's the Ramban. That's the Rambam. That's the Rabbeinu Bachai. Just to mention one more, the Meshul Chachma again. The Meshul Chachma says, what's the reason for a karban chatas? Because of all the mitzvahs that he was mevutal from when he was a nazir. Kiddush, Havdalah, even that might not even be Daraisa, but Kiddush, Havdalah, or being Tamei Meis for Krovim. That's one of his relatives died. He couldn't be Tamei Meis for them. That's a mitzvah. So he says, that's why you bring a Chatas. In Yechatas, Benazir, Levisha, Bita, Mimeno, Kama, Mitzvahs. Matumal, Krovim, Shu, Mitzvahs, Asay, Vachin, Kiddush, Havdalah, Layayin. And even though he might have done something good in the interim as well, you still have to bring Kapara. For example, we had this all the way back at the beginning of Nazir. Tosas quoted this. Give you another example. If somebody has a tainis chalom, Somebody has a bad dream. So halacha is, you can even fast on Shabbos. But you know what? You have to fast on Sunday because you fasted on Shabbos. Fast on Sunday, do tshuva before you fast on Shabbos. But you should fast on Shabbos. Right? We don't do that bisman hazeh. But sometimes you do something good while you're doing something, you know, negative. So too here, says the Meshech Chachma. You're right, not, even if you say nazir is a good thing, you still mevatel certain mitzvos. So says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. So you bring a chatas olin shlamim. You shech the shlamim and you get a haircut after the shlamim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar Omer lo hayo megaleach el alachatas. No, Rabbi Elazar says no. You get a haircut after the chatas. Shachatas kodemes b'chol makom. Shachatas always comes first. Im gilach alachat b'shlashon yatsa. B'di'eved, as long as you got a haircut after one of the karbanos, any of them, you were yotze. Let's just finish the Mishnah. If you just give the Beis HaMikdash three animals, you don't specify which is for which, the coin figures it out. The one that's fit to be a chatas, meaning a female, is used for the chatas, the male for the ola, could be the ola, and the shlamim is hook rav shlamim. The pashtus of the Mishnah, this is how Tosfos understands it, the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. What does Rabbi Yehuda say? Haircut after the shlamim. Rabbi Elazar, haircut after the chatas. The pashtus is that they're arguing about the order. Everybody agrees that you get a haircut after the first carbon you bring. The machlokas is, which is the first carbon you bring? The shlamim or the chatas. That's how Tosfos understands the Gemara. And what's the reason? What's the reason for getting a haircut after whichever is the first carbon that you bring? What would be the reason? What would be the reason? Everybody agrees, according to the first explanation of the Mishnah, everybody agrees that you get a haircut after the first carbon you bring. The Machlokas says, which is the first carbon? The Shlomim or the Chatas? What would be the reason why you have to get a haircut after the first one? Mashud. The reason why keeping the mitzvahs. The earliest time you can do the mitzvah is when you should do it. So that's the simple interpretation, and that's what Tosfos holds. The Machlokas in the Mishnah is which carbon comes first, but everybody agrees that after the first one is when you should get a haircut because of the principle of Zuzah Makdim and Lemitzvahs. Just to mention Derech Agav, we've mentioned this, I think, once in the past. The Minchas Asher has a beautiful article in Simen Chav Beis in Brachos, where he says there are four halachic ideas which the Gemara uses, which he says Rishonim use interchangeably sometimes, but he thinks, no, the Gemara is meduyuk, that these four are four separate ideas and used in specific contexts, and they're not interchangeable. Number one is Rizam Makdim L'Mitzvos. Number two is, where does he quote it? Number two is Shihuye Mitzvah Lo Bashinan. Don't push off a mitzvah. Number three, Chaviva Mitzvah Bishaita. Right? Beloved is a mitzvah in its proper time. And number four, Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. Don't pass over mitzvahs. So each of those four, he says, sometimes you look in certain Rishonim, they use them interchangeably, but he thinks if you look in Chazal and the Gemara, they're four different ideas. And they're used differently. What are they? Zvizah Makdim Ala Mitzvahs. When is that? When is that used? That's to call hecha shemuta la'adam l'kayim mitzvah she'etzem asiyasa hu ataklas hanirtzaba. If you have a mitzvah that the ma'isa ha-mitzvah, the act is the ikker, so then that's what Zvizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs applies. If you have a mitzvah that the result is the ikker, you don't say Zvizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs. Right? For example, bris milah. The ma'isa milah, right? We try to do milah in the morning. That's the makar for Zvizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs. Anybody ever try to get married in the morning? Why don't we say Zvizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs by marriage? Or by chalitza? Or by other mitzvahs, right? Why don't we do that in the other examples? He says shechita, Zvizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs. So that's the answer because he thinks by all of those the totzah is the ikker. The result, if it's all about the results, for whatever reason, the principle of Zvizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs does not apply. Only when the ma'isa is the focus and you want to show Hashem that you're running to the ma'isa. So that's why that's a direct chavivus ha-mitzvahs, that's where Zvizah Makdim L'Mitzvahs applies. A. What about the second principle? Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan. So there, you find it only by cases where there's an issue you don't want to forget. You don't want to forget to do the mitzvah, so don't wait to push it off. That's where you see that applies. Wait till Shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan, to wait till a child becomes a gadol, to do chalitza. So that's part two, principle two. You find shihuye mitzvah lo mashinan by cases where you don't want to, for shemet titarev hasha, v'lo yuchal l'kayim ha-mitzvah. Something's going to happen, you won't be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. Number two. Number three, chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Where does that apply? So he quotes examples that applies to hechter chalavim ve'evarim. By meaning the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos that Hekachave Varim is kosher kol halayla, but we still allow you to do it on Shabbos afternoon, even though you can do it after Shabbos. Why? So that principle applies, explains Rav Asher Weiss, that if you have an Iker time to do a mitzvah and a B'dievet time to do a mitzvah, it's better to do it in the Iker time, even though it could be okay to do it in the B'dievet time. Hector Chalav Nevarim. You could do it the afternoon of the Karban, the day of, you could do it the night after. That's also allowed. We'll even allow you to do it the day of Shabbos because of Chaviva Mitzvah B'shaita. That's a third principle. And finally, the fourth one is Ein Mavirin Ola Mitzvahs. Ein Mavirin Ola Mitzvahs, there are a few versions of this, but it's either you're about to do one mitzvah, you shouldn't pass over that one mitzvah to do a different mitzvah, or you're in a place to do mitzvah A. Don't go to a different place to do it. Or you could do a mitzvah now or later. Again, that is a different principle, he says. Again, he talks more in depth about each one. And he thinks Chazal really specified each one. But he thinks that Chazal had four different ideas. So again, where do we get into this from? Pshat of Tosfos. Tosfos assumes that in our Mishnah, everybody agrees that you have to get a haircut after the first carbon you bring. The machlokas is, what's the first carbon? If you look on the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. Because the Rambam holds, in Perek Ches Halacha Beis, that you shech the chatas first. You shech the chatas first, chatas always comes first. Mishnah says in Mesechta Zvachim, the chatas always comes first. And the Rambam says, you get a haircut after the shlomim. So the Rambam obviously has what's going on here. He says, the Rambam says, Ches Beis, v'shochet achat eschila, v'akach ha'ola v'akach ha'shlamim, v'akach megalech. So says the Kesef Mishnah, he really mixes his psak. Right? The Kesef Mishnah says, who does he paskin like? So the Kesef Mishnah says, really he holds like Rebbe Elazar regarding chatas going first, but he holds like Rebbe Yehuda that says you should get a haircut after the shlamim. So he mixes his psak. That's the Kesef Mishnah. He doesn't pass like, you're right, says the Kesef Mishnah. He doesn't pass like anybody in the Mishnah. He mixes the psak. He passes like Rabbi Yehuda that chatas goes first. He passes like Rabbi Elazar that chatas goes first. He passes like Rabbi Elazar that you get a haircut after the shlamim. And even though it's not exactly like any one person in the Mishnah, it's okay. It's close enough. Says the Lecha Mishnah, no. Why don't you just say easier? The Rambam had a different shot in the Mishnah. Everybody in the Mishnah agrees what the order is. The machlokas is when you get the haircut. Different shot than Tosfos. Everybody agrees in the Mishnah that it goes chatas ol shlamim. The machlokas is when you get the haircut after the chatas or after the shlamim. And then the Rambam would be smooth. He would be paskening purely like Rabbi Elazar, purely like Rabbi Yehuda, that you get the haircut after the shlamim. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon v'gilach hanazir pesach al moed. The nazir gets a haircut pesach al moed. So what's the simple reading of the Gemara? He gets a haircut in the place, in the Pesach Ohel Moed. The Gemara says that's not true. We darshin the word Pesach Ohel Moed out of its usual translation. It's not telling me place, it's telling me which carbon we're talking about. Bishlamim HaKasim Adaber. That's the makar that you get a haircut after he brings his carbon shlamim. Shenehemar v'shachatu Pesach Ohel Moed. You shecht it at the Pesach of the Ohel Moed. Look at the Mefarish for a minute. The Mefarish in the third medium line. V'lo matzinu shar kachim t'une Pesach Ohel Moed. Ela shlamim bilvan v'shvul shein doron. You don't find any other carbon that the Torah specifies has to be shechted at Pesach Ohel Moed except for shlamim. That's why we connect this word of Pesach Ohel Moed to v'shachatu Pesach Ohel Moed to the carbon shlamim. Should we say that really this is a reference to shlamim, that you should get the haircut after shlamim, or better, should you say it's literal? He should get his haircut at the Pesach of the Ohel Moed, meaning get his haircut right at the base of Migdash. The Gemara says, no, im kain derech bizayinu. It's a bizayin to get a haircut in the middle of the base of Migdash by Pesach Ohel Moed. Pesach Ohel Moed by Shar Niknar. You need to get a haircut there. So it's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. That's derech bizayon. So therefore, it can't be literal telling me where. So it must be telling me what. After or when. After which carbon do you get a haircut? By the carbon, after the carbon shlamim. After the carbon shlamim. Where did the nazir get a haircut? The Gemara doesn't say here specifically, but where did the nazir get a haircut? So if you look back for a minute at the picture that I gave you, there were four rooms on the corner of the Ezras Nashim. Four big rooms. in the corner of Ezron. What is the Lishkas Adir, and one is the where they kept the wood, one of them is where they kept the Kalim. So I think it was the southeast, right? You're looking at it upside down. We usually have north on top. This has south on top. So I think the southeastern, which is the top left, Yud Aleph, that was called the Lishkas HaNazirim. That's where the Nazir got his haircut, and we'll see, cooked his carbon and threw the hair underneath, as we'll see later on. But in one of those rooms, that's where the Nazir got a haircut, but not in the not front and center in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Because it would have been Bizayin. Ah, here we go. So the Stichemet discusses. Stichemet has a tshuva. Are you allowed to get a haircut in a shul? Why would anybody get a haircut in a shul? Up Sharon. You allowed to get a haircut in a shul? So says the Steich Ahmed, this is in my edition, it's Chelok Hay, page 231. He says, first Makar, Ayin Mesechas Nazir Daf Mem Hayam and Aleph. Look at Mesechas Nazir. What does it say? It's a bizayon for a Nazir to get a haircut in the base of Mikdash, front and center. V'kivan titiglachas b'mikdash u'derach bizayon nire tehu adin b'mikdash ma'at to'asur linog bo b'neg bizayon. So it must be in a shul too. What's the difference? It's a mikdash ba'at. Umizet tamili. Therefore, it's metamili amasher isi in such and such a shuvah sefer that they did. They gave a first haircut to a child on Chol HaMoed Sukkos. B'toch achnasas bechupim betubim cholos. There was a big party they made. But davar tamua lahat beis haknesses. Davar sheish machshas bizayin. How can you do this? It's a bizayin. Right? How could you allow that? V'av gamishim gili rosh. He says, also, you have to take off the kid's yarmulke in order to give him a haircut. You're not allowed to be in a shul, but gili rosh, which I don't understand. The kid had a yarmulke on before when he was two? I don't know. Maybe he was... but he says, you have to take off his yarmulke to give him a haircut. Halavai, he should have a haircut and have a yarmulke on before him. So he says, I don't understand. So then he says, maybe it's different. We'll see. Talk about that in a second. Maybe this is tiklachas mitzvah. Shemanichim with katan peya barosho. You're giving the katan payas. Giving him payas. Bitiklachas vishona. Umishim chivav mitzvah marbin besimcha. He says maybe it's a tiklachas mitzvah. That's why it should be allowed. What's the kasha? Nazir is also tiklachas mitzvah. What is better? Upsharon is better than tiklachas of Nazirus, of Tara. That's no matter how strong you're going to tell me, you know, be more stronger than a mitzvah saseh daraisa. So he says that's difficult. So he says this is leaves a kind of bitzarachian. I saw in one of the Dafyomi handouts that they, in one of the Oros Hadaf, he quotes the pre-Taina that says the only answer you'd have to say is that there's Eino Doma based on Mikdash and based on Knesset regarding this. If you want to find any kula based on Mikdash, we know we've spoken in the past. Based on Mikdash is not exactly the same, right? We don't take off our shoes before we come into shul. We would do that on Harabayas, right? We don't leave our wallet outside. Right, so there are some differences between Beis HaMikdash and Beis HaKnesses, but so maybe this is one of the differences. Maybe it wouldn't be as much of a bizayon. After all, we do so many other things in our shuls al tanai. We eat and we drink and we have other events in our shul. So maybe this wouldn't be as much of a bizayon. Just 1 minute. He did mention possibly. He says, maybe it's a tiklachas mitzvah. Where's the makar for Upsharon? What's the earliest makar for Upsharon? So there is a medrash. That in Medrash Tanchuma in Kedoshim, where the Medrash says, yesterday's parsha, Unetatem va'araltem achazem adaber, Unetaltem arla, first 3 years off limits, Betinok, about a child, Shalosh shanim yelachem arilim, 3 years the child is an arel, meaning is a wild animal, She'enu yachol lo lahasiach v'ladaber, you can't have a conversation with him, you can't talk to him, U'bishana harevias yiyeh kol pirio kodesh. And then he becomes holy. Sha'aviv makdisho la Torah. His father is makdishim for Torah. So there's nothing about hair there. But that's just a makar that of Arla. And there are many, many midrashim that mention this. Almost all the makaros for Upsharon say nothing about hair. It's all about 3 years old, chinuch starts. Wonderful, there's many makaros. Many makaros talk about the gil shehigia l'chinuch. But finding the makar for the cutting of the hair, giving him payas, that's much less in the sources. I looked last night, one time I bought it, the Nitek Avriel on Upsharon's, trying to buy all the ones that he would have the sources that, you know, you get. For Nitek Avriel is a wonderful saver, but on Shavuos, you know, most of you can find another svarim. For Upsharon's or a Hachnasa Sefer Torah, he has a whole sefer on, so that's where he would quote the makaris. So most of the makaris he quotes the midrashim at the beginning that Avram says to Sarah, I'm going to start the chinuch at age 3. So all of them are about age 3. So we know that many makaris say that at age 3. But almost every makar that talks about trying to find a makar for Upsharon, the first line of the tshuva is Be'emes ein ani yodea b'zeh minag kavua. Or the next one. Chipasti v'lo matzasi es atzmi makar mi mevi minag zeh lo galayech. But, you know, it's very important. So it's very unclear exactly the early minhagim or what the earliest minhagim are for dafka the haircut. Again, it's a minhag of many of Klal Yisrael, and it gives it's a very inspiring for the child, and it gives him an age where he knows he has to act differently. So minhag Yisrael Torahu, but in the sources, the early sources, it's not so kavua. But it's interesting. The Snechemet calls it tiklach as a mitzvah. It was mid 1800s. So, but that's the Snechemet. Yeah.
Doesn't go back to Arizal.
The Arizal. I'm sure maybe an. He quotes a few Arizals here, but again, that's all about three. I don't know if he quotes... he quotes in Ateres Yeshua. He quotes, maybe there's a remez in the Torah, V'hiskalach in the Torah. The word V'hiskalach, which we just have, V'hiskalach is a big gimel in V'hiskalach, to symbolize age three. And it's to be merames that a child at age three should get a haircut. And the pasuk is Perak Yud Gimel, pasuk Lamed Gimel, to symbolize Lag Ba'Omer is the day that you're supposed to do it on Lag Ba'Omer. It's Minag Yisrael Torahu. But again, there are more makaris, but it's not as well grounded as let's say some other of the ancient minhag. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not in the Gedolei Nosei Kelim on others. But again, it's a minhag of Klal Yisrael. It's a minhag of any Klal Yisrael, and one should follow the minhag if that is their minhag. Okay, but maybe not to do it in a shul. That's what we get from today's Gemara. Yeah. Maybe I'm not sure if that the Beis HaMedrash has higher kedusha than a Beis HaKnesses. Right, so if you can't do it in the base of Knesset, you can't do it in the base of Medrash. Rabbi Yoshi says, you don't need a svara to teach me that, oh, it's a bizayin. You don't need a svara. Eino tzarech. Hari amr tori. You can learn it from a pasuk. V'osalav malatam bizbachi. Where the mizbeach is not allowed to have steps. Because you don't want to reveal your ervo going up steps. So kavachomer derech bizayin. So if you were so worried about having steps, you need a ramp for the base of up to the mizbeach. Surely a haircut is even worse. So you can even learn it out from a pasuk, not just from a svara. Skip the brackets. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Yeah, I know what this brackets here. It talks about the Medrash Parshas Nusso. It's obviously not part of the Gemara here. We don't usually have Midrashim quoted by name in the Gemara. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer after the brackets. Eino tzarech, a different makar. Harei Yomer v'lakach esar rosh nizro v'nasan ala eish. He takes his hair and puts it onto the fire. V'misha eino mechuser el lakicha v'desina. What does the pasuk say? He takes the hair and puts it under the fire. Meaning, you have to do the haircut in a place where all you have to do after you cut is take it and put it. If you're going to get the haircut by Pesach al Moed, you're going to have to take the hair, walk with it to that room off of the Ezra's Nashim, and to throw it under the pot. So that can't be, because we have a lima to tell you have to get a haircut in a place where all you need to do is to take it and throw it. Ikat Amrei, similar drasha. Rabbi Yisrael Gomer, Bishlama Makazim Medaber. It's talking about the pasuk by Pesach Al Moed. It's talking about when you're supposed to get the haircut, right after the Shlomim. Ata Omer Bishlama Makazim Medaber, Eino Ela Pesach Al Moed Mamish. Do you say it's talking about after the Shlomim, or it's telling you really to get a haircut in the center of the Beis HaMikdash? Tamal Omer, no, that can't be. V'lokach Asarosh Nizro, Makam Shayim Avashal Shamay Lama Galech. The place where you cooked part of the Karban of the Mizbeach, that's where you got the haircut. Abachanan Omer, Mishum Rabbi Elazar, a different makar, a different drasha from that pasuk. V'gil Chanazar Pesach Ol Moed, Kolzman She'ein Pesach Ol Moed Pasuach Einu Magaleach. Different drasha. A Nazir is only allowed to get a haircut during the daytime, when the door of the Ol Moed is open. They opened it in the morning, they opened the gates, so he's only allowed to get a haircut during the daytime. Reb Shimon Shizuri Omer, V'gil Chanazar Pesach Ol Moed, V'lo Nazira. If you look throughout Parsha Nazir, after the first pasuk of Isho Isha, it could be a Nazir, it doesn't say the word Nazir. It just says who, up until this pasuk. It says, V'gilach ha-Nazir Pesach Ol Moed, so we darshan v'lo Nazira. A Nazira does not get a haircut in the same place. Why? Shema Yiskeru ba-Pirchei Kahuna. Maybe the young Kohanim are going to be excited by her having her hair revealed. Right? Another one of the Makar is that, like just by Isha Sota, right, a woman's hair is usually not revealed. So therefore, you don't do it in that same place. Omar lo ludvarecha sota tochiach. What do you mean? By sota, we don't have such a problem. Tuchsiv ba v'hemida l'fnei Hashem. V'lo chayshin Hashem yizkeru ba perchei kahuna. We're not worried by an Isha Sota about the perchei kahuna. The Gemara says, Omar lehem, there's a difference. Zu kochelz v'upokasas v'zu eno kochelz v'upokasas. By sota, we don't allow her to put on makeup or mevaze her somewhat because of what she did. Masha'en came here, right? It's a wonderful, beautiful woman with makeup on. So therefore, we're more worried here. Okay, Mishnah. Ha'inotos el rosh nizro b'shalei tachas adud. Here's the... We're continuing the process of a nazir tahar. What happens? He brings his karbanis, he gets a haircut. Then amazing, we take the hair, We take the hair and we throw it under the fire of the pot where part of the carbon shlomim is cooking. In that corner, off the Ezra's Nashim, there was a pot where part of the Nazir's carbon, some of the Nazir's carbon is on the Mizbeach, and we do Zrikas Adam, and part of it is cooked in the dud, in the pot, in that room. So we take his hair and throw it under the pot. Let's say you got a haircut outside of Yerushalayim, right? He doesn't have to get a haircut here. If he got a haircut outside, so then he didn't have to throw his hair there. But medra mamur mitaglachas tara. This only applies by taglachas tara that we throw the hair. Ava bedalachas tuma loy mishaleach tachas adud. The Tanakhama holds by taglachas tuma. No, we don't throw. No, we don't take the hair. We don't put it under the fire. Only taglachas tara. Rabbi Meir Omer is even more limited. Hakol mishalach tachas adud chutz min atami shebe medina belvad. Rabbi Meir says no. If a nazir tuma is here, we do throw it. Only if he's a Nazir Tamei outside the Beis HaMikdash. But everything else we do throw under the Dud. Even a Nazir Tamei's hair, if he is here. Nota Sar Rosh Nizro, Tadar Rabbanan, V'yakach Nota Sar Rotev, and Osen Al-Sar Rosh Nizro, U'mushaleach Tachas Adud Shal Shlamin. Says the Braisa, before we throw the hair underneath the fire, we take some of the gravy from the Shlamin that's cooking, we put it on the hair, and then we throw it under. Whatever the symbolism is. And let's say he didn't throw it under the pot of the shlamim, but he threw it under the chadas and the asham, it's also okay. You're ready, Yotze. The verse says, asham, another darmiika. What do you mean? There is no asham. There is no asham by another tahar. Only by another tameh. So where's the Amarava Hachigamar? You're right. If another tameh, Mishle Tachas Adud Shal Hashem Yatsa. If another tameh threw it under the dud, he's Yotzi also. According to the sheet, that another tameh has to throw his hair. Minani Mili, how do you know you got to put some gravy on it? Amarava, Amarkra, Asher Tachas Zevach Hashlamim, Mi Zivcho Yehei Tachtav. Take from the Zevach and then put it underneath. Period. V'mshila tachat adud shal chadas yatsa, my time, how do you know that b'diavad you can throw it under the chadas? Amar kra zevach l'rabo says chadas v'asham. The word zevach includes chadas and asham. V'afikte lahai zevach mirotev. What do you mean? You already used that word to talk about gravy. Amar imkra le'makra meirotev hashlamim. My zevach shvamina l'rabo says chadas v'asham. It must be the fact that he uses the word zevach and hashlamim must be to teach me both. Maybe only chadas and asham and not shlamim. Im kein leim shlamim v'zevach. My zevach hashlamim shlamim atarti. So lamaskana, you could throw it b'di'evit under any of the karbanos. Tan rabbanan finishing up. Hakol ha'im mishalchet achad adur chutz b'tamei shegilach b'medina b'nei shesaru nikbar. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Everyone throws their hair under the dud except for a tamei in chutz la'aretz. Right. This was the same shita that we had in the Mishnah. Why? Because that hair is buried. That hair gets buried, not thrown under. Tosa says, third from the bottom line, lonis parish minolon. I don't know where that makar is. So we're going to have to talk about that the first thing tomorrow. About burying hair. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tahorim kan v'kan ha'im mishalchen. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Another tahar always sends his hair. Temeim kan v'kan lo ha'im mishalchen. Another tami does not. That was also in the Mishnah. And finally, v'chachamim lo ha'im akol lo ha'im mishalchen tach ladud. Chutz ben atar shem emekdash. The opposite. The only one who put his hair under the fire is a tahar in the Beis HaMikdash. V'b'nei she'nasa k'mitzvaso. Because that's the ultimate purpose. That's na'asis k'mitzvaso. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we talk about Nisrafin and Nikbarim from the end of Maseches Temura. Okay, we'll stop here.